Now I'll invite it to the podium to the representative of the United Kingdom.
Thank you very much, and very good to have the chance to speak here. This is a historic moment in WTO history, the first conference to be held in an African country. So many congratulations to the government of Kenya for hosting this, concluding a year of major development, climate and trade conferences. And it affirms the central role of Africa in trade and in global economic growth. Obviously, the WTO is committed to strengthening the multilateral trading system, and it's worth reminding ourselves why, because when we open up trade, it isn't a zero-sum game. It increases the sum of trade. It increases the jobs and growth and prosperity that comes with it. It's crucial for the alleviation of poverty and the growth of prosperity. And on the 20th anniversary of the WTO, there's much for us to celebrate. We've proved its value in preserving and progressing open global trade. The community of the World Trade Organization has grown to 161 members. It accounts for 98% of global trade flows, and the cost of average tariffs has halved. To enable all countries to participate in the global trading system, we need to provide support for those members most in need, and that happens through increasingly the implementation of solid global trade rules, which have to be respected, and of course trade barriers are today historically low. And we must uphold our commitment to development and to inclusiveness by ensuring that all members can help to craft effectively the rules that govern global trade. And increasingly, that is understood more and more widely, and the benefits of WTO membership are understood. And this week, of course, we welcome Afghanistan and Liberia to this community. All the more significant as these are countries emerging from conflict and on the cusp of joining the global trade system, signaling to investors that both those countries are open for business. Of course, we should celebrate progress, but we must also accept that there are big challenges ahead. Reaching agreement here won't be easy, but we must make such progress as we can, not allowing the search for perfection to be the enemy of the good and the real progress. An agreement on agricultural export competition is very important indeed, to send the message that the days of distortion are numbered. The trade facilitation agreement, very good to hear just now, another country, another government having ratified the agreement, but we mustn't wait another 2 years before the trade facilitation agreement is implemented. Concluding the second phase of the ITA will signal that we can agree deals in the WTO with will and momentum. So we cannot allow 2016 to be a year of reflection only. We must make it a year of progress, which means considering new ideas, new ways of working together, and new compromises where necessary. But it will mean ensuring that the WTO remains central to improving the open global trading environment. Thank you.